Welcome into this week's KBBE Bullpup Football Highlight Package, and boy is this one a fun one. Bullpups beat Bueller 15-14 in overtime in the first round of the playoffs on November the 3rd in what many will consider to be the greatest game in program history. The Bullpups won their first of two coin tosses on the night, and they elected to defer to the second half. So the Bullpup defense went out on its first drive after Bueller dropped the kickoff and started at its own two. Both teams' defenses, as anticipated, came out ready to go and forced three straight three and outs, including a big sack for McPherson.
App will take the snap of play action. He feels the pressure rolling to the near side of the Bullpups, slamming down inside the 10. Wyatt Seidel is there. Jace Alexander makes his presence heard. As Ben F, just like what happened in the first go-around, Steve, he is down on the ground.
McPherson's second drive started at the Bueller 44, and the Bullpups were a perfect 3-for-3 on their third down conversions, and they marched in to take the early lead.
Third and goal from the 6. They'll throw a quick one to Talen. Oh, at the goal line, he gets into the end zone. Touchdown, Bullpups with 125 to go in quarter number one. And Talen Huff makes his fifth touchdown catch of the season. And the Bullpups go 3-for-3 on their third down conversions on that drive. And they get on the board first, a 6-0 lead.
7-0 McPherson, and the Crusaders would counter that score and put together the longest drive of the night for either team. Their 67-yard touchdown drive started with a 49-yard pass on 3rd and 9 from the Bueller 34 to their best playmaker, Dalton Smyers.
Out of the shotgun. He's got a lot of time. He's going to try one over the middle looking for Dalton Smyers. If he can get there, he makes the catch inside the 30, beating Ben Nickel inside the 20-yard line. No flags down as Dalton Smyers brings the Crusaders down to the 17.
49 yards in the deep ball to Smyers, which is the longest play for any team against the Bullpups this season. On the second play of the second quarter, Allstate running back Dalton Brown put his Crusaders on the board for the first time.
First down and goal for the Crusaders from the 5. Bullpups looking for another goal line stand. They'll give it to Dalton Brown over to the top side. He gets inside the 5 and into the end zone. Touchdown Bueller here with 11:47 to go in quarter number 2. And the Crusaders with a chance to knock this one up at 7. It's the big plays that hurt Bueller in the first game, Steve, and now the big play hurts the Bullpups.
The 51st touchdown of the career for Dalton Brown, and Bueller tied the game at 7-7. Little did we know that it would be that way for the rest of the night. Following the score, the Bullpups fumbled on a screen pass, giving the Crusaders great field position at the McPherson 40. But the Bullpup defense, like it has done all season long, had a counterpunch.
Now a 3rd down and 11, and this place is about to start getting loud. Ben F will take the snap and roll to his right side. 3rd down and 11, passes tipped and intercepted by the Bullpups inside the 10. It looked like it was Drew Labertu who pulled it down, and it was his 3rd interception of the season. Two of them coming against Bueller, and the Bullpups get the turnover they were looking for. They'll take over at their own 13.
Labertu's first interception of the game led to back-to-back punts exchanged by these teams, but McPherson wasn't done with trying to score in the first half. After a Bullpup punt and only 15 seconds remaining, Bueller thought that it was running the final play of the first half. But Drew Labertu again made a play.
Ben F out of the gun, a delayed snap. He is looking over the middle. He overthrows it, and the pass is intercepted at the 40. Drew Labertu with the 2nd of the game, trying to house it for 6. Labertu inside the 20, and bumped out of bounds at the 16. And with 3 seconds to go in the second quarter, they can either try to get a touchdown on the final play, or they will be trying about a 35-yard field goal. What a turn of events. Drew Labertu with his 4th pick of the season and 2nd tonight.
So with 3 seconds left in the first half, the Bullpups to try their first of 2 big field goals on the night, and this one to take a 10-7 lead into the locker room.
Pups trying to steal one away right before the halftime break. They will attempt the field goal, and it is blocked. Getting in there to block it was Braden Rose, and the Bullpups cannot steal any points away right before the break.
Go figure, two teams that came into the game scoring 39 and 33 points per game and averaging more than 350 yards of offense were all tied up at 7-7 at halftime, thanks to both of their tough defenses. McPherson had 112 yards of offense in the first half, while Bueller was held to only 96. And Allstate running back Dalton Brown, who came into the game averaging 157 yards per, was held to 15 yards in the first half. Bullpup started the second half with the ball in a 7-7 tie, but both teams exchanged punts. On McPherson's second drive of the half, they again converted third downs and worked down near the red zone. With 3.5 minutes to go, the Bullpups turn the ball over for the second time on the night.
Hoover and Huff, the receivers to the near side, and a 5-step drop. Hoppus will pump, tries to avoid some pressure. He's got a man over the middle, and the pass is way behind him, and intercepted by Dalton Smyers at his own 5. Smyers knocked out of bounds at around the 13-yard line, and the Bullpups turn it over for the second time tonight. Kyler Hoppus' 4th interception of the season, and 3rd against these Crusaders. He had Chandler wired open in the end zone, but threw it behind him.
The game was still tied 7-7 as the fourth quarter started. Bullpups and Crusaders again exchanged punts, which took the game inside 6 minutes to play. With Buehler facing a third down deep in their own territory, they were forced to pass, and the Bullpups forced their third turnover of the game.
Third down and six from their own 27, high formation. They'll fake the counterplay to Brown, try and slip a man out. It's intercepted by Colin Gehring at his own 30. Gehring down inside the 15, and the Bullpups come up with their third interception of the game. Colin Gehring is first of the season, and the Bullpups will start at the Buehler 11-yard line.
Colin Gehring picked off his first pass of the season and set up the Bullpups with a great chance to take the lead and win the game. But facing a third down from inside the 10, McPherson took a sack, which turned a 27-yard field goal into a 36-yarder. Drew Labertue came on for a second attempt of the night and for a 10-7 lead.
Good snap, good hold, it's blocked again. And for the second time tonight, the Crusaders come up with a blocked field goal with 3:21 to go in the game. That one would have given the Bullpups a lead.
So Buehler gained possession at its own 9-yard line, and with two timeouts remaining, the Bullpups knew they could give themselves one more chance to win with a stop. With Buehler facing a third down and 10, the Crusaders didn't stand a chance.
It's third down and 10 from their own 10. They've got to get out to the 20. 2 minutes to go in the game, and it's all knotted up at 7. Bullpups looking for a turnover. High formation. Ben Epp will take it. Hand off. Now play action roll to the near side. He's at the 5-yard line. Ben Epp being chased from behind! And Michael Mendez with another sack. The Bullpups will take a timeout with 1:54 to go in the game. It's all tied up at 7.
After the punt, McPherson started its potential game-winning drive 55 yards away from a playoff victory. With no timeouts, the drive eventually pushed down inside the Buehler 30. On third down and 10, quarterback Kyler Hoppus scrambled 9 yards to set up a 4th-and-1 from the 20. With no timeouts and it being a 4th down, McPherson had one last chance to win it.
20 seconds to go in the game. Clock is winding. Bullpups cannot spike. 15 seconds to go in the game. They don't have a timeout either. They're running one more sub in. 12 seconds to go in the game. They don't have a timeout. They finally get the play call from the near side. 8 seconds. 7 seconds. Double wide pistol set. One chance to go to the end zone. Kyler Hoppus will throw this one over to the near side. It's intercepted. And they will tackle him at the 17. And that will do it in regulation here from McPherson Stadium. What was almost a disaster in a pick 6. But we are going to overtime.
Overtime at McPherson Stadium with the game still tied at 7-7, and the Bullpups would win the very important overtime coin toss and select to go on defense first. After almost forcing a turnover when linebacker Jace Alexander stripped quarterback Ben Epp, the play was ruled dead and gave Buehler another chance to take the lead. On third down and goal from the 1, Buehler took its first lead of the game.
Ben Epp under center, takes a snap, handoff, Dalton Brown dives and is into the end zone, touchdown Buehler. The Crusaders will try the extra point to make it a 7-point game, and the Bullpup offense will have something to say about this. They will start at the 10-yard line with a chance after the extra point to even this game.
Down 14-7 in overtime, and with their season on the line, the Bullpups would start at the 10. Drew Labertue out of the Wildcat punched it into the end zone to make this a 14-13 game. And with the game, season, and the seniors' careers on the line, the Bullpups went to their bag of tricks for a game-winning walk-off 2-point conversion.
The Bullpups will pack it in with 3 backs around Kyler Hoppus. Now they split wide. It's a tight pistol set, 2 wide to each side. Kyler Hoppus now will go line up as a slot receiver. Snap comes back, Jace Kinnaman. They'll go at the end around. Gabe Hoover throwing it to the end zone. 2-point conversion, and the Bullpups win it on the end around pass. Oh, unbelievable! 15-14, the final score, and the Bullpups walk it off here at McPherson Stadium. This place is going crazy, and the Bullpups win it 15-14. Oh, my goodness!
I can't believe what I just saw.
Their trick play called Jade worked to perfection, and the Bullpups walked it off 15-14 on a wide receiver pass from Gabe Hoover to quarterback Kyler Hoppus. The Bullpups beat Buehler and gave the Crusaders their first loss in the first round of the playoffs in 11 years. The Bullpups held All-State running back Dalton Brown to 20 yards on the night and less than 80 yards in their 2 meetings. This was the first time ever that these 2 teams met twice in the same season, and the Bullpups won both of them to bookend Buehler's season. Now McPherson is 9-1 and has won 8 games in a row. They'll look to reach the state semifinal this week against the May South Mavericks on the road. Bullpups only lost this season came to May South in week 2, losing 9-0, but they will look to avenge 3 straight losses to this May South team, including a playoff loss from last year. Thanks for listening to this week's KBBE Bullpup Football Highlight Package.